Mr. Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. Eddie Roberts was born 3/24/87. Eddie Roberts, today is 11/25. This is a, how old is he? 37-year-old gentleman who's with history of obesity, sleep apnea, untreated, opioid dependency. He's here for evaluation of multiple medical issues. Number one, he weighs 380 now. He continues to gain weight, 350 now. A few years ago before he started Suboxone was around 300. His sleep apnea is getting worse. His mom tells him that he quit sleeping at night. His blood pressure is controlled with the lisinopril. And he's taking Suboxone 8/2-3 times a day. He says that the Suboxone is definitely keeping him functional. He's not drinking. He does smoke. He says because of Suboxone, he's been able to hold a job for the past 5 years, period. He's had no chest pain, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion. He does have lower extremity edema, strong, strong family history of stroke, as well as hypertension, which prompted us to do a full workup on him today. History of low testosterone, never had any testosterone replacement. COVID immunization, none. Medication, lisinopril, 20 milligram, once this, Suboxone 8/2-3 times a day. Medical problems, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, opioid dependency, suspect low testosterone, suspect sleep, severe sleep apnea, allergy, no drug allergy. Surgery, no surgery. Social, he smokes, he doesn't drink alcohol, lives with mom, has a child but not married. Family history, strongly positive for hypertension, coronary artery disease, and stroke. 353 pounds, 99%, 98.3, 16, 99, 153 over 71. Heart positive, one positive to lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft TMs. Clear skin, shows no rash, arm, mucosa with high vision, lower extremity, shows a 1 plus edema. Assessment, obesity, number 2, so opioid dependency, number 3, 8/2, Suboxone, given. Number, what's the dose, what's the number on the Suboxone? Oh, number 15 days times 45. Lisinopril, 20 milligram, number 91 a day. Next number is echocardiogram, shows both RVH and LVH. Next number, no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, gallbladder is hard to see. Next number is very, very fatty liver. Next number, he needs to lose weight. Next number, suspect his H&H is very high because of his sleep apnea. Next number, suspect low testosterone. Next number, set up for sleep study. Next number is check blood work. Next number is reevaluate in 2 weeks. Next number is go over his results at that time. Next number, he was scheduled for sleep apnea a couple of years ago, but he never had it done. Next number, we talked about many different people that have died of sleep apnea in their sleep, and he needs to do something different. Next number, a palpitation, multifactorial. Next number is lower extremity edema. Check thyroid. Again, sleep apnea most likely. Next number, findings discussed with patient before leaving the office. Next number is check thyroid as well. Thank you.